It was drawing on to sundown of the second day when I met a stout, dark, sour-looking woman coming trudging down a hill. And she, when I had asked her here to find the House of Shaws, turned sharp about, accompanied me back to the summit she had just left, and pointed to a great bulk of building standing very bare upon a green in the bottom of the next valley. The house itself appeared to be a kind of ruin. No road led up to it, no smoke arose from any of the chimneys. "That!" I cried. The woman's face lit up with a malignant anger. "That is the House of Shaws," she cried. "Blood built it. Blood stopped the building of it. Blood shall bring it down. See here," she cried again. "I spit upon the ground and crack my thumb at it if you see the laird. Tell him this makes the 1219th time that Jennet Clouston has called down the curse on him and his house." And the woman, whose voice had risen to a kind of eldritch sing-song, turned with a skip and was gone. I set forward by a little faint track in the grass that led me in my direction and went wandering on toward the house. The nearer I got to that, the drearier it appeared. It seemed like the one wing of a house that had never been finished. What should have been the inner end stood open on the upper floors and showed against the sky with steps and stairs of uncompleted masonry. Many of the windows were unglazed, and bats flew in and out like doves out of a dovecot. The night had begun to fall as I got close, and in three of the lower windows, which were very high up and narrow and well barred, the changing light of a little fire began to glimmer. I came forward cautiously, and giving ear as I came, heard someone rattling with dishes and a little dry, eager cough that came in fits. The door, as well as I could see it in the dim light, was a great piece of wood, all studded with nails, and I lifted my hand with a faint heart under my jacket and knocked once. The house had fallen into a dead silence. A whole minute passed away and nothing stirred but the bats overhead. I was in two minds whether to run away, but anger got the upper hand, and I began instead to rain kicks and buffets on the door and to shout out aloud for Mr. Balfour. I was in full career when I heard the cough right overhead, and jumping back and looking up, beheld a man's head in a tall nightcap.